Listen, to be driving a Skoda is lovely. Like I've had one now from George for the last month or so, and we're just changing one there now, and it's great. Like I have to say, like how economical they are is, and that's being totally honest. I drove a Skoda before, and they're absolutely top class. And fair play to George. It's he's really backing us up in everything we're doing with Waterford, so we really appreciate that.
Looking back on last Sunday's draw with Dublin, Davy, what did you learn about your team that afternoon?
I learned that they have serious character. To play with 14 men for 25 minutes, then another few minutes after that, we ended up with 13, I think, for 17 minutes. Delighted with the character. Did we make mistakes? Kind of told you that was going to happen. The few times I've talked to you that we would. Could we have been out of sight early? Yeah, we give them a foothold. We made a few mistakes. I'd like to think maybe one or two of the goals would definitely not happen again, that there were our errors rather than good goals, but certain aspects of our play were really good. But the character, I liked the character, I really did. And maybe we needed that a small bit, I think, you know.
What areas you'll be looking to improve on for next Saturday against Laois?
So when we go into transition in different parts down the field, we have to fill gaps behind us. We have to be more aware on puck outs. We got caught two or three times leaving men loose that we can't afford to leave men loose. We'd actually talked about that a good bit, and we had set up one or two things that we needed to do straight away, and the setup we didn't do it. Like, we're changing X amount of things, so it's going to take us a small while to get that right and perfect. While we did get different things, new things into our game last week, there is certain things that we can be a lot better in. I don't think we'll sort it out in the Laois game either. Like, I think it's going to take time. I think we will have a number of changes again for the Laois game, so to give lads more time in that, and hopefully as the league goes on, we'll get a bit more settled coming in towards the end of it.
So a lot of long-range shooting from your players on Sunday, David. I think 10 of your shots came from members of the defence. Are we going to see more of that as the year goes on?
Well, I think you've been very predictable for the last few years. It's run everything in and try and score from inside. What I actually want is a mix of that. I think we could have carried the ball a fraction more and shot it. Like, Caelan was unlucky, could have walked off with three or four points. Shane McNulty could have walked off with a few. Shane McNulty could have gotten the end of a ball from Carrock that would have been down in goal as well. Like, so I said it to you earlier, we need to be patient in certain aspects. And maybe sometime down the line, I'll tell you why shooting from distance isn't bad. We're not going to shoot everything from distance, trust me. We'll score a lot from the 45, 65. We created four or five goal opportunities the last day, which I think is pretty decent in a game. So we will do a bit of both, and we know how we're going to get there. But there is a process to getting better at this. And as I said to you, there will be a small bit of pain before we see, please God, the end result in it. And I know maybe one or two people says at times, hit the ball long and do whatever. Well, number one, you couldn't hit it long when you've only 13 players. That doesn't work for definite. We got off 40 shots in the game. You hit them balls long, you have the full back line pushing you out to the half back line. They're always pushing you out. So we just want to make sure we can get between 35 and 40 shots a game, execute 25 to 30. That'll be where I hope to get us eventually. If we do, we'll be right there in a lot of games. And I think any of the good hurling teams you watch, if they get 35 to 40 shots, they're seriously attractive to watch. And I would hope that's the way we'll be, just doing things a small bit different.
One player that was very attractive to watch on Sunday, Davy, was Jamie Barron. I was looking back, like he completed his first full game since 2021 for Waterford. How important is he going to be for your side this year?
To look at Jamie on Sunday was unreal, but I felt, I said it to him about maybe a week, 10 days ago, I said, you're getting back. I said, you're coming back to yourself. I hadn't seen Jamie that way in a good few years. That's being totally honest with you. He's been hampered with injury, a few other different things, and this is the first time in a long time I've seen Jamie really back into himself, and he is one of our captains. He's one of our leaders. I thought he was inspirational the way he was, and if I can keep him like that, he'll be some asset to us going forward. It was really great to see. I think he scored 2 points. Probably could have come off the field with 1, 4, or 5, you know.
Do you know yet, Davy, how long Stephen Bennett is going to be out for?
As far as I'm aware, I think it'll be a game. So, so we take that medicine and we'll move on from it.
Ty De Burka wasn't named on the panel last Sunday, Davy. How close is he to a return?
So Ty twigged a bit of a hamstring there in the Wexford game we played a week and a half ago. So we're hoping that maybe the Antrim game, and if not that, the Tip game, that we'll have him back in the panel somewhere or another. I could really do what Ivan Ty back there. He's a fantastic guy, and I mean that genuinely. He's a really good guy to have around the place, really genuine, very smart, trains as hard as anybody we have. Like, he still pushes himself to the limit, and just even for his sake, I want him to have a clear run with injury, you know.
How hard are you training during the course of this league, Davey?
We had a very hard pre-season. We won't go bananas during the league. We'll, bits and pieces, we'll up the load one day to like tonight. We won't be crazy, believe it or not. We'll up it a small bit Thursday. And then next week we might have a tough enough week because we've 2 weeks of a break and we'll ease down then again. The training loads won't be massive during the league because we have a serious training load done already. There is 7 or 8 guys that I know their fitness isn't where it needs to be yet because they missed some of pre-season, so they have to catch up. The guys that know they have to catch up have to do the work in the story. So we have bits and pieces to do, but we won't be going crazy training during the league.
What should we be looking for out of the players that take the field against Laois on Saturday night?
I think this is a dangerous game Saturday night. Like, Laois got beaten by Tipperary, so they'll be hurt and they'll say we're at home the next day. Obviously we're going to be favourites, but I've seen Laois turn over Dublin the last few years. I've been seen, I think a few years ago, to rang Waterford pretty close in the game as well. Like, they're capable of really putting it up to you and could cause a shock, like as they did to Dublin in the Leinster Championship a few years ago. So if we take this lightly, we'll be in trouble. So hopefully from tonight on I'll be leaving no stone unturned, and as I said, we will make a number of changes, but I expect no matter what, and I know we will still be down. Like, you're definitely going to be down the Earla Dailies, you'll definitely be down the Tighes. Mark Fitz might come back into contention. You'll still, Paddy Curran isn't ready to start yet, Stephen will be missing, Austin definitely won't start this one, Colin Dunford is a bit away, so you'll be missing them, but there will other lads come into the Shea Cup that didn't probably play the last day.
Watford Hurling manager Dave Fitzgerald, thanks a million for your time today.
Thanks, Tomás, thank you.
We have the good pitch, but having the players with 13 men to do the impossible, and literally that's what we're looking for now as the ball goes to Jamie, and it's gone over the bar. Who else could do it, Fergal? Standing on the far side, and we said about Boland doing for Dublin. Jamie, you're a beauty.
Yeah, super score right from the side, and great interplay by Waterford, and super score under pressure for Jamie Barron.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.